you know, we have time to sort of review and figure out how to guard them best or guard them best and collectively come up with hopefully a good game plan.
Because tendencies, as the series goes on, I was thinking, you know what someone's tendencies are all about, especially with a guy like that. It doesn't mean you can stop him, but you probably have a good idea what he likes and you go left, go right.
Yeah, you know, one thing I've kind of learned through these playoffs is, this may or may not apply to Kobe, but, you know, you normally during a regular season, you know, you play him once and you move on to the next game, but, you know, you kind of get familiar with the opponent, and I thought with Miller after his game one, even though I didn't really guard him a whole lot, I kind of knew what he liked, and then after game, you know, each game we played, I kind of got more, you know, more comfortable, not only say comfortable, but more just alert to what he wants to try to do. And the same thing with Manu, I felt, you know, by game four, I felt better and more confident guarding him. You can throw all that theory out the window, you know, maybe with Kobe, but, you know, for both teams, you know, for matchups, individual matchups, for the team matchups, I think the more you play against the team, the more you figure out their strengths and their weaknesses, and whether you can stop those, that's another story.
So this might have already been covered, but how have you been relishing your role as the defensive stopper of the team? I mean, guarding, I guess, one of the toughest guards of the teams of the past series so far.
Yeah, I don't know how that label just came. I don't know where it came from, but no, I mean, it's really a team effort, and we've had good game plans, and you know, we're just trying to win, you know, and so you know, everybody's buying in, everybody's contributing, everybody's making the extra effort on both ends of the court, and everybody's enjoying, you know, the results.
Given the team effort that's been going on so far, I mean, do you guys feel like you guys can take on anybody at this point?
You know, I mean, we're confident. We feel like we can beat anybody. You know, I mean, I think you don't get to this point if you don't feel confident in your game and what you're capable of doing. I think it's weird, yes, we kind of looked at the playoffs before it started, and just looking at the seedings and everything, I kind of felt, man, if we could get to the finals, and then, you know, whoever we played in the Western Conference Finals, we'd feel pretty confident just knowing what it took to get there. I don't know if we would have felt that way if we played, you know, that team in the first round, you know, but I think just like during the regular season, we got better. And I think we got better during the playoffs. I think we were better in the second series than we were in the first, and, you know, so one of the things that we've been saying all year, and you know, I think, you know, Paul and folks that have been with us all year, you know, have heard this. It's really just about playing to our potential and looking to get better. And so hopefully we'll continue to do that.
Alvin's a good set. Steven. Jay Rich. Any
particular bothering
you?
Nah. I mean, my neck is a little sore, but it slept weird. But nah, I'm fine. Actually, I wanted to practice, but...
You always want to practice.
Yeah. I was told not to.
Not that you need the extra time because you're not one of the older guys. Do you enjoy this? Or do you would be playing sooner than a week from now?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know, we certainly as a team get rest. We get a chance to really, you know, it seemed like from the start of the, you know, since the playoffs were announced, we just playing every other day. And so it's good to get some rest and really you know, get confident in our game plan or what we want to try to accomplish in this next series. You know, obviously we're playing well and you want to keep playing, but I think we're smart enough to do the things necessary to keep our rhythm, to keep our timing, not do too much, but, you know, do enough to make sure we're sharp when game one starts. I think this is good. You know, there's nothing we can do about it, so we might as well convince ourselves that it's good and get ourselves prepared mentally and physically to play.
We need to get Robin to
Yeah, it'd be good. You know, I think, you know, in the last series, I mean, obviously we showed we didn't need him. And I think the matchups were such that, you know, obviously it would help. I mean, if they had a healthy Robin, it would help. But getting him out there, getting him just on the court, you know, knowing what he's been through, you know, we'd be excited for him. And we'd want to make sure that, you know, we can, you know, play well and do the things necessary and help him out. You know, the guy's missed a lot of time, so, you know, he's not, you know, he's still working the rust off, and that may take time, but his presence, you know, his body, his size, you know, what he can bring defensively, you know, I think you'll see him out there.
Grant, last summer when you re-signed, you talked a lot about the team chemistry and the atmosphere and the situation. Did you see this type of potential in this team?
You know, first of all, it's funny, when I resigned, I kind of felt like not so much local media, but media friends of mine across the country thought I was crazy. Like, you know, don't you do what most guys your age would do and go to a contender? And, you know, I didn't think we would certainly be in this situation, but I did like, you know, I liked the teammates, and I liked the environment that was here and the culture. And you know, just felt, hey, you know, I want to be around, be in an environment where I enjoy the guys and enjoy going to work every day. It's funny, I remember my wife was telling me the other day, when we got back from San Antonio, we had a conversation as we were just sort of thinking through the whole free agency process. And you know, if you want to enjoy a city, you go to New York. If you want to win, go to Boston. If you want to enjoy going to work every day, then go to Phoenix. And that's what she was telling me, you know, and you know, I think I've got the chance to experience all three of those this year, and you know, and so I don't think anybody anticipated us having the year we had, but I did feel we were better than what we showed the previous year, and I felt we would surprise a lot of people. I definitely thought we were a playoff team, but I didn't think that we'd be in the conference finals.
Andre Miller, check. Manu Ginobili, check. You know who's next? Kobe, yeah. Talk to me about the challenges you present.
It don't get any easier, that's for sure. I don't know if I'm guarding him. We haven't gone over the assignments yet, so, you know, I've had my hands filled with our test in the past. But now, Kobe, you know, Kobe's a great player, and you know, a lot of what they do goes through him. And you know, he's just a guy who's capable of taking over a game, and you can do everything right defensively, and he can still, you know, good offense trumps good defense. And you know, so he's seen it all. He's been in these situations. You know, he's playing hurt. He's willing his body and his team to victory. And so, you know, I didn't watch any film before, you know, the last two series, but I might watch a little film before this series. But I want to make sure the edits are when he misses, not when he makes.
What do you think he would have to do to at least kind of contain him? I mean, you have an idea?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think there's an idea. I think we'll come up with a game plan, hopefully. You know, I think the main thing is you just can't get discouraged. You know, I mean, as a competitor, you know, I was mad when, you know, Manu scored a basket or hit a free throw or scored when I was out of the game. You know, you don't want to see a guy score at all, because the guys like that are capable. All they have to do is see the ball go in the basket, and then they can start, you know, they can get hot. And so, you know, he's going to get his points, you know. And so you just can't get frustrated. That's the main thing. But, you know, you got to go out and compete. And in terms of what exactly, you know, can't say. I don't know. I mean, we haven't really figured all that out. I don't know if you can figure it out, but you know, we'll come up hopefully with a team strategy and hopefully do a decent job.
Grant, when you hear your decision now to return, has been validated, or did you need that to show everyone else that they were wrong and you were correct?
Get to a point where you got to live your own life and do what you feel right, regardless of what people think. But, you know, I don't feel validated or anything like that. I'm just happy and proud of the team and glad that, you know, glad we're going through this, you know. And so, you know, there's not a feeling or a sense of, you know, told you so or ha-ha, whatever. You know, I'm cool with it. And, You know, it's kind of all the things that have happened, I think, have helped us get to this point now. And going through last year, going through the lows, and Alvin taking over, and, you know, I think Steve kind of being written off and feeling like he had something to prove, and Amari, you know, going through his injury and really, you know, maturing and you know, coming back with feeling like he had something to prove, and then just the team overall, the mindset, hey, that we're better than what we showed, you know, and, you know, it's we still can compete and play at a high level. I mean, all those things, I thought, would factor into us being better than what everybody anticipated. So for that, I'm happy, and I'm happy we're still playing, and, you know, I'm happy that we're playing against the Lakers. You know? I mean, they're the best team, and you want to play against the best, and so it's good to be back in the Final Four.
Good enough. Do you think Greece is easier to come by against them than these other teams?
I don't know. You know, it's been a while since we played them, so I don't really know, you know, the personality of the Lakers so much. I know they're good, and I know that, you know, they can pound it inside, but I mean, I think we're a different team than what we showed, you know, last time we played against them. You know, when we played them last, we didn't have Channing, who's such a huge weapon for us. So it's hard to say, you know. I mean, I really don't know. We're obviously going to try to get up and down and play fast, but, you know, we didn't really fast break against the Spurs so much. You know, they probably did more than us. We play with a nice rhythm. I think that's when we have a nice rhythm for our offense, regardless if we're scoring in 7 seconds or less, or we're using the entire shot clock. When the ball's moving, when there's people moving, when there's a nice flow out there, then we're pretty good. And it certainly is going to be a challenge. Lakers are long. They're athletic. They kind of are able to zone things up and make the court a lot smaller. And so we got to be real sharp and precise with our defense. You know, Portland, a little bit like Portland presented some problems defensively. San Antonio, a different set of problems. And then the Lakers, you know what I mean? You know, they, you know, when you put their guys out there, they can take up a lot of space. And so, you know, we got to be ready for that.
Does that make it more important to get them on the move? Kind of like you get the big Spurs big on the move a little bit?
Get them on the move, you know, kind of be unpredictable. You know, when good defensive teams can lock in and know what you're going to do, then, you know, they're able to stop you. But we'll put people in different spots. That's what we kind of learned to do against San Antonio, was not be as predictable, run our sets a little differently, move the ball around, take advantage of mismatches. And I don't think they knew what to do or who to, you know, I mean, it's just like, when you feel like, okay, we'll stop this, then something else opened up and something else worked for us. So, you know, we got to be aware of what they do and be prepared, but really we got to focus on what we do best and what we're good at. And, you know, and just you know, make sure we're able to do that. Makes sense.
When you were feeling Sprite Grant, were you having to take the best player on the other team?
Just pretty much it was guard your position. So some nights it was going against, you know, we played against Jordan. I would guard Pippen, and a lot of times Dumars would guard Jordan. I always wanted to guard Jordan, but, you know, I think Joe had been guarding him for so many years. And certainly Pippen was no easy task. But, yeah, I mean, I think because I had to do so much on the offensive end, a lot of times they put me in a position to just kind of relax or roam on defense, you know. So, you know, I wasn't called upon to really kind of try to go out and stop a guy or contain a guy or what have you. But, you know, that was so long ago, I can't remember, you know. I can't even remember who I used to guard. I mean, those guys, Glenn Robinson, Glenn Rice, Scotty. Who else did?
Pretty much whoever the three was.
Yeah, whoever the three was.
Did coming here prompt you to start reinventing your game a little bit, or had you already started to do that in Orlando at the end?
I mean, I guess, you know, it happens. I mean, as you get older, I mean, you know, when things change. I think coming here, and I think last year, going through the, as much as, you know, coming off the bench and, you know, not getting consistent minutes at the start of the year. You know, you just, and then all of a sudden you have all these, you have Shaq, and you have Amari, you have Steve, and you have, you know, you're on the court with these guys and you're still the sixth option, you know what I mean? And so you figure out how to try to contribute in other ways, you figure out how to become more efficient. You know, it's not an easy transition, I think, for guys to go from being the guy and having all the shots to, you know, more of a supportive role or whatever you want to call it. I think the last couple of years it's been a learning process. I figured it out and you know, I figured out ways to contribute and, you know, have an effect on the game without taking 20 shots or whatever, or taking 15 shots, you know. And so, you know, that's, you know, I think maybe the injuries too, maybe going through the injury. I don't know, it's hard to remember. But I mean, I just, well, 1 year in Orlando, when I came back from the injury, I know I averaged like 20 or whatever, but just playing the complete game, whatever's necessary. You know, some nights, you know, might take 15 shots. It took, you know, or at the score. And then some nights, like the San Antonio game, I only took 3 shots, you know. But it's just doing whatever's necessary, whatever's called upon at that time for us to try to get the win. And, you know, I enjoy doing that.
Why was it easy for you to embrace that? So many of the guys, you know, you look at what they have.